We're taking you behind the scenes with entrepreneurs that run product-based businesses, people that were once in your shoes. Our TSBC alumni, speakers, and friends will shed light on growth strategies, resources, and inspiration to help you scale your creative business.
Hey friends, I'm Katie Hunt from Proof to Product, and welcome to our 100th episode of the Proof to Product podcast. I can hardly believe that we've already hit this milestone. It feels like yesterday that we started this podcast, and then here we are 100 episodes in. You know, over the last 2 years, almost 2 years, we'll hit 2 years in May, we have had the privilege of telling over 100 business stories featuring creative entrepreneurs who are doing things their own way. They're building their businesses, creating new products, and they're doing it at their own pace, by their own rules, which I love. I just feel so honored that they let me share their story. And I also want to thank all of you, our listeners, for letting us tag along during your day as you work or as you're driving. Thank you for letting us be a part of your day and for supporting the show the way you have. Now, to celebrate this milestone, we wanted to do our 100th episode just a little bit differently. We asked all of you, our listeners, to call in and let us know how Proof to Product has positively impacted your business. We wanted to hear about things you've learned and implemented through the show. We wanted to hear what your favorite episodes were and what you appreciate about our show. So without further ado, let's hear from 11 of our listeners, and you can check the show notes for all of their names and links to their company.
Hi, my name is Jean Marie Sanchez, and I am owner of Little Feet's Opus. When I first thought of wholesale, I had no idea what was involved. The first time I walked NSS in 2016, I was in awe at this whole new world that I didn't know existed. I was also very fortunate to meet Katie that year. I had a small collection at the time, like 17 or 20 cards, and they were all set for 5x5 in size. First thing Katie said was, you need twice or three times the amount that you've got currently, and you really want to think about your card sizes. You might want to change the size to 4x6 or the A2 size. I went home and signed up to receive emails for Proof to Product and TSBC. Between then and now, I have walked the NSS floor a second time and have recently finished the Paper Camp e-course with Katie, which was invaluable. The podcasts that resonated with me were numbers 89 and 90 with Pistachio Press, Freedom vs. Stability, Keeping Up with the Joneses, Why Bigger Doesn't Mean Better, and with number 92, Paul Jarvis, Knowing You're Enough. Going into this, by this I mean business for yourself, I had the thought in my mind that, okay, once you get started, you need to grow and grow this empire. That thought was overwhelming. The episodes helped to ground my thinking and let me know that it's okay to want to stay small, and that essentially, I am in control and get to make the call on how big or small my business will be. That was very empowering for me, and I have taken it to heart. I will participate in NSS in 2019, August, yay, with that mindset and grow my business at my pace. Thank you so much for sharing all of these podcasts with us. They really do help. And they help give us insight and courage and the wherewithal to know that we can actually do this. So I truly appreciate it. Keep on doing it because I am listening. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Amanda Farrand from Grief Biscuit. I am so thankful for Proof to Product. It's my pep talk in my pocket, also my business coach. It's my landline. It's my case study. I've been so thankful. I never got to go to business school, but I understand the curriculum is all about learning from other people's business adventures. And that's what Proof to Product has given me, free in my pocket every week. And I'm so thankful for where Katie has taken our business, just in being able to bounce off ideas with her and with the larger trade show bootcamp community. It's just a really amazing resource when that's all we need. So thank you.
I'm Alana from Annabelle Reese, and I think the biggest thing that I've learned from the Proof to Product podcast is that there are so many different ways to grow your business, whether you are trying to do wholesale online or through a rep or have a brick and mortar store or sell on Etsy. There are avenues for everyone and there's room for everyone. And probably the best advice is the tactical pieces of actually how people have done this and how you can apply it to your own business. I've learned so much that I have applied to my own business and really look forward to the episodes each week.
My name is Christina Green. I am from Huntsville, Alabama, and I own the Cardinal Collective, which is kind of a compilation of my watercolor artwork and hand lettering. My thoughts on Proof to Product, it is, as somebody that has ventured into this all by myself, one woman show, having no idea really even where to begin, this podcast, once I found it, was the one I had on repeat and took numerous notes from, because I feel like Katie has got so many topics that she knows are going to come up, and some of them are nuanced and some of them are broader, but she does such a good job covering things, and I feel like half the time I'm there thinking the question and then they answer it. I feel like her guests are always very, very knowledgeable and just fun to listen to. I'd love to hang out with them after the podcast. For example, one episode that really was like transitional for me was an episode about influencers and the suggestion of getting a micro influencer to mention your product. And I did that night. And then the next thing I knew, I had 400 more followers the next day. So it was really the instantaneous payoff, but it's just a great resource. And I feel like it's one of those I can go back to so many times as things come up and as my business grows. And there's going to be something there that's going to inform me and kind of lead me in the direction I need to go.
Hey, Katie, this is Melly Williams, and I am with Plucky Press. That's my company name, a very new company. And what I have learned through the podcast and have implemented right away is focus and understanding what you want your business to be, how you want that business to fit into your lifestyle, and how you want to serve your customers. And so understanding all three of those items was so important to me. And that is what I've gotten from this podcast and what I can bring into my business. And so I'm so excited about the future as a result of learning that. So thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Brooke and I have Cheeky Beat Card Company. And what I've really loved about Proof to Product is the sense of community it gives to you, even when you can't be in the same room with these people. And a particular episode that's actually in two parts that I was really inspired by recently was the interview with Rachel Hetzel of Pistachio Press and Brianna Fiola of Brainstorm. And for someone that doesn't necessarily want to have a huge warehouse business, hearing Rachel talk about her slow organic growth and navigating that alongside family life was really inspiring to me. It made me realize that there's more than one avenue to basically be successful, and that success does not look like the same thing for everybody. So if I want to work out of my house and keep my inventory small, that's okay. And that works for her, and that can work for me too.
My name is McKinley Bryson, and I own Lucky Bat Paper Company. I ran across Proof to Product and Trade Show Bootcamp about, I don't know, maybe 6 to 8 months ago, and it has completely changed my life. I found the podcast first, and it was kind of in this moment where I was still trying to figure out what I wanted Lucky Bat to be, and I was starting to feel really insecure and comparing myself to all these other brands that have were just doing so much better, and you know, Instagram. And then I listened to Katie Wilson's podcast of The Good Twin, and she talked a lot about slow growth, and it was okay to go at your own pace, and like, don't compare yourself to other people. And then I also listened to the one from Knot and Bow, and it was just really inspiring to hear that she had such a small little start and now she's so big, and that was just really inspiring. And so then I was like, yeah, I can totally do this. I got it. And now here I am.
So, hi, my name is Janine Kuo, and my company is Quotations. Proof to Product has been one of the most important, useful tools I found as a small business owner and a creative. It is one of the only resources that I found that is not only inspiring, but also gives really tactical advice on everything from wholesale catalogs to trade shows to marketing. For me, it really demystified a lot of the process and helped me get over that first initial hump of creating a catalog, starting a mailing list, and eventually attending paper camp. I listen to it while I'm sleeving cards, and it makes me feel like there's a community around me even when I'm working alone.
Hi, I'm Lauren Ashley Barnes from Pineapple Sundays Design Studio. It's a giftware and stationery company that I just started. I love listening to Proof the Product podcast, especially when I am working at my full-time job. I get great advice, and then I also love to take little notes of knowledge that people are dropping on these episodes. And it's just a great way to keep me inspired and to keep going on my path of building my business and my brand and my product line. One of my favorite episodes is episode 90 with Rachel from Pistachio Press. And it's just all about not always trying to be bigger. Bigger isn't always better. And I totally agree with that. I just feel like you don't have to scale huge to have a big impact in this line of business. And I definitely want to keep it small. That way I can keep control of quality and then just basically making sure that I keep the products and my branding like on point.
My name is Ronron Duval. My company is Ronron. It's a lifestyle and a stationery company. Features chic fashion illustration for everyday life. I have been following Katie for 4 or 5 years since I started my business. I love her podcast. Every week I excited to hear her podcast, and she interviewed a lot of industry experts from product development to marketing strategy to how to delegate, how to lead a team. There's so many great valuable points that I learned from her podcast and her interviews, and helped me so much to grow my business, grow my team. My favorite episode is the recent one that she interviewed Amy Tan from Amy Tangerine, and she talked a lot about how to balance life and the business, how to run a creative business, but still having fun. So I got lots of inspiration from this episode. Yeah.
Hi, my name is Mackenzie, designer and maker at Smitches. I have been listening to Proof to Product since I started my business 2.5 years ago. Listening to people who I admire and see as successful telling their stories of failure and struggling makes me realize that I'm not alone in all of this, and it makes running a business so much more human. I have gained a lot of much-needed confidence and peace through this podcast, and I learn something new every episode. My favorite episode of Proof to Product are the special edition episodes where Katie goes to the trade shows and interviews the exhibitors there and people who have been on her podcast before. It's so cool that it's like this live experience. I get to hear the hustle and bustle in the background and people coming in and out of the booth. And it's really exciting to virtually be there in New York. And I feel like I'm there walking around with her. And I love hearing about their experiences at Stationery Show or New York Now. And it just makes it really tangible, and it makes me excited. So thank you so much, Katie.
Thank you to everyone that called in to share their stories. We loved hearing from all of you, and I greatly appreciated your kind words. If the Proof Your Product podcast has been helpful to you and your business or your life, I would love it if you could take 1 minute to leave us a 5-star rating and write a review in Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. These rating and reviews may seem silly, but they do help us spread the word about the show and get more eyes and ears on what we're doing, which allows us to bring more free content to you. So thank you all for your support and for being here to celebrate our 100th episode. We appreciate you. Proof to Product is brought to you by Trade Show Bootcamp and hosted by me, Katie Hunt. Since 2011, TSBC has worked with hundreds of product-based businesses to help them up-level, scale, and build profitable, sustainable companies. You can find our show notes and additional resources at prooftoproduct.com. And if you like what you heard today, please head over to Apple Podcasts to leave a 5-star review and subscribe. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back next week with a new episode.